In Northwest news from KPLU, when a Seattle art colony was displaced by tunnel construction, preserving the downtown art scene was a tough nut to crack. With space at a premium, some artists began doing what they do best. They got creative and partnered with developers to make space. As KPLU's Monica Spain reports, a new exhibit explores how artists interact with the city.
Jane Richlewski is a painter who calls herself an accidental developer.
I did a TED Talk called When Artists Get Together, They Talk About Real Estate.
After losing her studio, she found an old building on First and Cherry in Seattle's Pioneer Square and now rents to artists. The building is home to a new exhibit that has a certain sense of, well...
Placiness. I called it placiness.
Okay. Is that a word?
It was an homage to Stephen Colbert's truthiness.
Richlewski says it was bothering her that artists are often portrayed as victims.
That we were the symbol of something else that people were nostalgic for in their city. Yeah, everybody is dealing with nostalgia and loss, but that's part of the human condition, and we're responding by seeing the beauty in that.
One of the artists featured is Gabby Campanario. You might know him as the Seattle sketcher in the Seattle Times. Campanario's ink and watercolor pieces torn right out of his sketchbook are perhaps the most placey of all artworks. They're drawings from life.
Being in the moment and... maybe looking at the sky, at the colors of the sky in the Puget Sound, which are amazing, at the texture of the bricks in the architecture in Pioneer Square. That's what makes you feel alive.
For the artist, Richlewski says it's important to stay in the city, and it seems they've found the perfect place. The Good Arts Building was once home to a jazz club and a boxing gym run by George Chimeras, who was known for his colorful quotes.
I lived by the sweat of my imagination. So we decided to taking that as our motto.
Placiness runs through August. Monica Spain, KPLU News.